Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jackson, LeVert, Fontecchio, Umude, and Brown are all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It's Wednesday, March 20th. We're talking DraftKings and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. And then the biggest thing that you can do is sign up at Stokastic for whatever you want on the DFS space. Weekly packages, monthly packages, sims, contest generator, projections, ownership, Discord, and more. Whichever sport you're looking for, we've got you covered. However much you really want to spend, we've got you covered. All you have to do to sign up at Stokastic, it's very simple. You click the link in the description of this video. First up at number five, I have Keegan Murray. Power forward only 5,500, projected for 29. The goal's 37. He's in the winning lineup 18% of the time. I went 34 minutes. He hasn't been shooting great lately, but has had two good games relatively recently to maybe get himself on the right track. Fantastic matchup against Toronto. Kings are 10-point favorites here. Toronto defense, very, very bad. 15 points, 6 boards, close to 2 assists, and close to 2 stocks for Murray. You wish he had small forward as well, but it doesn't seem to matter. He still got to 5th. Anfernee Simons in at number 4, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,600, projected for 41. The goal's 48. He's in the winning lineup 22% of the time. Tough matchup here against the Clippers, but at the same time, somebody has to score for the Blazers. He plays around 37 minutes a night, going to be around 1.05 to 1.1 fantasy points per minute. 28% usage, 23.5 real points, 6 assists, close to 4 boards. Maybe you grab a steal. Is this the best spot? No. Do I think that you'll be able to get a little bit of positive leverage on Anfernee Simons today? Yeah, I do. My boy Aaron Nesmith in at number 3, shooting guard, small forward eligible, amazing position, 5K, projected 27, goal 35, winning lineup 26% of the time. It's going to be around 0.8 fantasy points per minute. Awesome matchup against the Pistons. Not a very good team across the board. 15 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and 2 stocks for Nesmith. Plays north of 30 minutes every night. But the fact that you can get him at guard and forward really increases your flexibility. In at number 2, we have Oshae Akpaji, small forward, power forward eligible, 3,700. Projected for 22, the goal is 28. He's in the winning lineup 30% of the time. No Emmanuel Quickley today to go with the rest of the injuries that are ripping through Toronto, which means that Akpaji's going to play around 30 minutes or more. Now, he is not a very good per minute guy. I think he'll be around 0.7 fantasy points per minute in this spot, but the minutes availability is there, and it's a decent enough spot against Sacramento, at least from a pace and defensive rating point of view. 10 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, short of a steal, short of a block, but we're talking about probably 1.5 stocks. Really nice paydown option on a day where most of their best players aren't playing. Which is why Grady Dick is in the number 1 spot. Shooting guard, small forward eligible, 4,700, projected 27, goal 33, winning lineup 32% of the time. I went 32 minutes for Grady Dick, 14 points, 4 boards, 2.5 assists, and a steal. Same matchup against Sacramento. If Toronto has any ability to keep this close, you think the starters are going to do pretty well. I'm expecting Grady Dick to play quite a bit of minutes, somewhere in that 0.8 fantasy point per minute range. But across guard and forward, feels a lot like Aaron Nesmith, but in a much different role. I'm going to grab myself some Grady Dick in at the number 1 spot. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, March 20th. FanDuel version's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.